deemed essential. The higher the enrichment level, the closer Iran gets to being able to create a nuclear weapon.
Fox's Trey Yingst. The U.S. withdrew from the nuclear deal last year. This is Fox News.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace locks, Crosby hardwired them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, now it's time for our Independence Day sale at Mr. Sandman, which will be a short sale because we will be closed July 3rd and 4th so we can party with our kids and grandchildren. But don't worry, like everywhere else, this sale will be held over for another week or two. We now have fabulous new lineups from Soda, Beauty Rest, Jameson, Sutherland, and Diamond Mattress. We will be wheeling and dealing all summer, giving you the largest selection of mattresses, headboards, and beds at the very best prices. We have everything from extra firm to sink-in luxurious plush, from quality budget sets, really nice middle-of-the-road sets, to absolutely fabulous luxury mattresses, most unique to this area. We also sell adjustable bases for less every day. Mr. Sandman has mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. We're on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Okay, all you 1970 Lee graduates, we're planning our 50th reunion. This is the one you can't miss. Everyone's forgiven you. Come see long-lost friends. Contact Becky Leake or me on Facebook. It will be fun.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. The big story over the 4th of July holiday weekend is going to be the heat. It's going to be pretty intense with heat indices each day in the 105 danger range. There could be an evening thunderstorm around the area before they fade out tonight. Overnight low temperature 75. Tomorrow, another hot day with a high around 96 or 97 with those triple-digit heat indices. And a few random storms here and there. Unfortunately, most towns will stay dry, but some towns will get quite a show with a lot of lightning, too. You can track those storms on our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. And then on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the rain chances actually get a little bit better in that there'll be more storms to go around, but they'll still be random. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
One time, a long time ago, this country was a part of England, and we wasn't getting along with them too good. In fact, we was thinking about breaking away and starting our own country. But the king over there in England, he says, you do that, and I'm going to send my redcoats. They was British soldiers, and he's going to send them over here to whoop us.
Of all the nerve!
And he says, you better think about that thing. Well, so your great-great-great-great-great-great-granddaddies all got together, you know, to think about it. And they argued about it back and forth a while. And finally, one of them says, let's do it. Let's start our own country. Somebody says, how you do that? Says, I don't know. Says, I reckon you just start. Says, what'll we call it? Says, let's call it the United States of America.
That was a good name.
Yeah. Now, about that time, up in Boston, Massachusetts, there's a fella living up there named Paul Revere. And he's a pretty good old fella. Just as poor as Job's turkey, but he's a pretty good old fella. Wow. And he owned a real good old horse named Nellie. Now, Paul, he was wandering around the streets up there one night, and he come up on a friend of his. And he says, howdy, what's new? His friend says, what's new? Says, the British is coming. That's what's new. What's the matter with thee? And Paul says, you're kidding. He says, it's a fact. Says, I just heard it from an Indian. And you know them Indians, they keep their ears to the ground. And Paul says, do the folks know about this? Fella says, I just heard about it myself. And Paul says, well, what we gonna do? And fella says, I'm getting out of town. And Paul says, well, we got to spread the word. He says, you spread it. I'm getting out of town. Well, Paul, he didn't know what to do, but he knowed he had to do something. Now, it happened. It happened that they had planned, if the British was ever to come over here, that they'd put a light up in this high church steeple. And Paul went down there to look. And sure enough, there was the light, burning brighter than day. Well, Paul, he jumped on his old horse and he lit out. He didn't know where he was going, but he knew he had to go somewhere. Oh, I wish you could have seen it. That old horse with his ears laid back and his nostrils wide open, sucking in wind like a jet engine, feet pounding on them cobblestones, striking off sparks. Paul holding on for dear life and hollering at the top of his lungs. He says, the British is coming, the British is coming. Get you a gun, we gonna have us a revolution. And them farmers come up piling out of the hay like bees out of a beehive. Minutemen, they's called. They grabbed their squirrel guns.
What's Minutemen?
Minutemen? There's fellas that had to be ready at a minute's notice. And when Paul comes screeching down the road that way, they grabbed their guns and hid out behind the weeds and walls and trees and everywhere. And when the British come prancing along, all dressed up in their red suits and a-waving to the girls, they let them have it. It was a sight to see.
That's what
it happened. And then it happened.
They fired the gun.
And the shot was so loud, it was heard clear around the world.
Oh, get out.
It's back.
I love that.
Yeah.
And Andy tells history in a very interesting way. But he's right, you know. He's absolutely right. Let's get back to Mount, because Mount was making some excellent points.
Overseas dollar and go with the domestic dollar for North and South America. Then he's going to try to gold back it, which gold will have to reach about $9,000 an ounce and silver about $800 an ounce, and maybe even closer to $90,000 if it doesn't work. Now, that's the current thinking. That's what we were briefed on. It was supposed to occur in June 2021. So we'd have a seamless exchange, the U.S. dollar would become a domestic dollar, and then we would start putting gold-backed certificates on it, silver-backed certificates, and then the U.S. foreign dollars and foreign treasuries would fade away.
But they have to ramp up the timeline.
Yeah, because there's so many hits on Trump and such a huge attempt. I mean, the mainstream media is trying to drive a war with Iran and Turkey now. I mean, they're traitors, and nobody's been arrested because the Department of Justice is filled with traitors.
Yep.
William Barr has not even arrested Rosenstein because his granddaddy was a Nazi. So Barr can't even arrest Mueller or Rosenstein. Mueller, whose daddy was the head of the SS in Germany. So all of this is going on, and Trump is trying to create a domestic dollar, and in that domestic dollar use, there will be Japan, and there will be England. England is supposed to be the place that exchanges the U.S. dollar for foreign currency. So we're going to have the gold-backed yuan in most of the world. Malaysia's coming out with a gold-backed dollar. Russia has their gold-backed dollar, which will fail because Putin didn't do what God wanted him to do. So China will take over the Russian economy. And then we're going to have the North and South American dollar run out of...
Need a change of scenery.
Kayak
searches hundreds of travel sites and lets you filter
out of England for all the exchange rights in the nation of London. It's a separate nation from England. The Queen must disrobe and bow to the Mayor of London, and then Japan will be the clearinghouse for the East, but all the exchanges are done on a computer in London, and Japan will be the entire East exchange place. So that's what's going on. The Philippines is a corporation owned by the United States Corporation. It's a sole corporation. It was set up back in the 1900s. And Duterte is simply reading lines. So he is actually an actor, just like all of the world leaders are actors. And I think Trump is the only one who's acting out for the good of the people.
Uh-huh.
I think he's literally the only actor. The expanding economies happen to be the United States and Australia. That's about it. The rest of the world, I mean, Canada can't even get an oil line, and they have an oil line that does so much oil, and a little bit of it runs through Michigan. So Michigan said they're going to cut off the oil. They're going to close the oil pipeline down. Good. So they won't be an oil producing nation very much longer because they're going to get their oil pipeline shut down. And that's an internal issue because Trudeau, the girl who wears a chest binder and eyebrows fell off.
A girl?
He keeps throwing up all the stuff to shut all these environmental regulations to shut down the oil industry in Canada.
A girl.
So the two producers of oil, which we talked about, which was planned 3 years ago, will be Russia and the United States. And when the economic reset occurs, we may go to alternate power, like the Tachyon generator, which we had in 1931, power limousine. We may go to the water-powered P-51 motor. Everyone gets a little motor. They can produce their own power.
Wow.
So the power companies, the oil companies, fall apart. But that's all planned, and that's not solid yet because the oil companies still have over 40,000 mercenaries worldwide.
What was that?
They control who lives and who dies and who takes power. So we need to pray for President Trump's safety so that this insanity the oil companies have created goes away before we kill this planet off, because the oceans are dying, the land is dying, everything's dying. Anyway, God bless. Thank you very much. So the reset is planned now. Sometime for November to take the power away from the elite so they can't start this massive war. And that's why we talk so heavily about silver. It may not happen. It may not happen. President Trump may pull a rabbit out of a hat.
Yeah. It's going to be hard to do that with what he's got going on. I just got what it was is The Hill is reporting Ninth Circuit rejects Trump administration's request to allow use of military funds for building the border wall. Imagine that. Call that a shocker. I didn't see that coming. Yeah, right. These people, give me any. Oh, we got latest reports on the Russian submarine fiasco. Let's see what's going on. Because there's been big high-level meetings all across the globe because of this. Everybody's wondering what's going to happen, what's going on. Let's see. Urgent new intel. Let's see. Let's see what it says. Okay, is it going to be a video? Yes, it is. All right. Let's see.
Erev Tov Chavrim, I'm Steve Benoon. You're watching Israeli News Live, and now Debka File has actually come out with the story, urgent consultations in Washington, Moscow on reported U.S.-Russian submarines in firefight. We have been working with our sources from around the globe today on this very issue. I have been a bit hesitant to bring out the information thus far, but after Debka File has brought it out earlier, I know Hal Turner brought it out. I had already had some bit of confirmation on a very similar scenario, but not quite the way I saw with Hal Turner, more along the lines with what Debka File is reporting, that U.S. and Russian submarines were in a firefight today. And I have been told from a very high-ranking source from the D.C. area that it is a complicated situation in D.C. this evening. This was earlier today when the only thing that was reported as of yet was the Russian submarine had actually been some type of fire had taken place, and I was also told that it would be spun in the public eye as an accident. Well, now that news is starting to differ already in the media. RT, though, did do exactly what I was told they would do, and that is that it would be spun as an accident. Of course, the next couple of days will really show just how serious this situation is.
Okay, let's see what Q News says about it. On.
My friend.
Hello. Good to see you again. I've never expected to meet you at this place.
That's good. That's my honor. Would you like to inspect the press?
Kim
Jong-un.
There you go.
Want to see me make more. So, today we have a crazy story. This is where we always pick up. We look at the cue board where we are still in a holding pattern. We have had cue posts. The last one was on June 27, 2019, and we're just still kind of sitting here waiting for things to happen. And I think right now the situation is getting extremely volatile, and there is some aggressive moves being made by some global players. And this goes back into what I opened with, what you guys saw there, the meeting with North Korea, the fact that we have this incident, quote unquote, in the waters just off the coast of Alaska, where we know that there was a Russian sub that was damaged heavily with 14 casualties. What we don't know is, were there any other vessels involved from our side? And that's really the question. There's certain reports coming out that are saying that that could be possible. So I'm going to share that, and we're going to look at that information. We're going to cover also some of the breaking news that's just coming out today about all of this, and other things that could be tied back to it, and some of the older Q posts about submarines that may have something to do with this. So we're going to look at all that, but before we do, I always encourage everyone to come back here, watch these last videos, share them.
I wonder what just happened.
Rut-row.
Rorge.
Yes.
Well, that's not cool.
There has been something going on with Facebook and Instagram, maybe a couple others, where videos and photos are not appearing like they should.
Really?
Yes. I don't know if they got it under control now, but the older photos and videos are still showing up, but newer posts are not being seen.
That's weird. I'm getting an update. Unnatural mobilization at U.S. and Western military bases in the Persian Gulf and in the Gulf states. That was sent to me at 6:45 tonight. So our troops over there are mobilizing. Also, gold went up by $40 an ounce in the final hours of trading today, so maybe somebody knows something.
Man, I knew I should have been extracting my gold.
You should have.
But only $40 an ounce. Maybe it'll keep going up.
It will.
There was a dump on the gold market not too long ago that drove the prices down, so I don't know.
That would have been the time to buy. Well, we got to hit a break. We're late for a break, so we'll be back.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer? Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, welcome back. And think about this, folks. I'm actually reading comments. Clowns in action stole nuclear sub, Red October style. This has been going on since 2018 when they launched a nuke at Hawaii on January 13th. We all remember that. That's interesting because that kind of makes sense in a weird way. Yeah, Q says, watch the water. The USA nor the Russians did this. It is the deep state. Would not surprise me one single bit. This is going to get interesting, Jason.
It is.
It's going to get real, real interesting. the lines are open, 272-9228, should you wish to call. Heard earlier that a Russian sub was damaged in Soviet waters, killing 14 high-ranking officers. Now a U.S. sub is sunk off the coast of Alaska. Looks, feels, and smells like the handiwork of deep state demons. Well said. Wow. The truth will always be exactly. Read the Washington Post to know what the submarine story is all about. The truth will always be the exact opposite of whatever they're pushing. Absolutely. That's exactly what I've been saying. When any of these POSs get up there and tell you stuff, just 180 degrees, that's what they mean. Because they're liars. They are their father is the father of all lies. So. You know, there's a video that I've been wanting to play, but I've been really not sure if I should play it or not, and the title will tell you why. Bush 41's horrific deathbed secret. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. Let's see, Red Dawn U.S. I'm trying to see if there's anything else that would look decent. No, there's nothing else about the submarine. That was weird. What the heck is that, Edgar?
I guess that would be a tone going from one electronic device to another.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
A notification of some sort.
It is a notification of some sort. Mm. What is it? Well, it's this big bit, but that's not important right now.
Maybe it's a messenger message.
It is a messenger message, which is a little from the Department of Redundancy Department.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we actually had a congresswoman today say that people should be arrested for making fun of congresspeople.
Oh, yeah, the one with the silly cowgirl hats and whatnot, yeah.
These people are insane, man.
Yeah.
They're crazy.
I didn't get to see the whole video. I got it went out on me while I was trying to watch it, but it seemed like she was talking about people that talk about Democrat.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, it didn't apply to Republicans.
Yeah.
Gosh, no. No, never, never.
But,
never.
Yeah, they should, be drawn and quartered probably. I'm exaggerating, but...
But not really.
Yeah.
I'm going to play this. This is only 5 minutes long. I want you to listen to this. This is interesting.
We do have a remarkable story for you this morning. 5 years ago, James Leiniger was only 2 years old, and he started to have terrible recurring nightmares. Told his parents vivid details about planes and battles from World War II. So the question is, could a toddler born 50 years after the war possibly know these kinds of facts? His parents had to find out.
I'm just going to climb this thing, and you have to hold me in case I fall.
Done. From his earliest days, James Leiniger knew a lot about planes, especially war planes.
What kind of airplane is that?
It's a Corsair.
At two, he began to have frequent nightmares about them.
And I'd say, baby, what were you dreaming about? And he'd say, airplane crash on fire, little man can't get out.
The nightmares continued for months. His parents were baffled.
My mom had said maybe he's remembering a past life.
What did you say?
Politely? Baloney.
But soon his parents became convinced that James was in fact remembering the life of James M. Houston, a Navy fighter pilot shot down 60 years earlier in World War II.
Bruce said, what happened to your plane? He said, it crashed on fire. And Bruce said, why did your airplane crash? And he said, it got shot. And Bruce said, well, who shot your plane? And I'll never forget the look on his face. He went, the Japanese!
I believe that he had a past life. I believe that in his past life, he was James M. Houston, Jr. And he came back because he wasn't finished with something.
Ready?
Oh, boy. Now, there's a new book out by the family. It's called Soul Provider. It's all about Soul Survivor.
Soul Survivor.
Soul Provider. It's a different book. I read all the time. Soul Survivor. Interesting to note right off the bat. Andrea, you took years to decide to write this book. This isn't something that was some flash in the pan and an idea you went with. It's taken time to accept.
Right. It has taken time to accept. I think Bruce and I decided together there was so much interest in the story. Mm-hmm. Everyone who heard it said you need to write a book about it. And for me personally, I've begun to discover that this is not an unusual phenomenon. Many children experience past life memories like James has, but there's not any resources out there for us to go to find out someone else who had this. How did they approach it? How did they deal with this with their child? And that's one of the reasons I wanted to write the book.
Now, and I remember when I first met you, Bruce, you were very reticent about the idea of reincarnation.
That's correct.
You were like, I'm trying to check all this out. It's the facts that that's were right. overwhelming you, not that's the spiritual implications.
That's correct. You know, him giving us the name of the ship, the name of a man he flew with, a location where we were shot down, and then 3 years of hard work verifying all the details right down to an eyewitness account seeing the face of James M. Houston Jr. being shot down, describing the way the plane hit, matching exactly what James described. The overwhelming details were there. I had to give up the battle.
Right. Well, let's dismiss your beautiful son's being a precocious two-year-old, right? Mine still hanging from my arm every time I put my hand too close to his mouth. Let's say he's a precocious youth. Still, he gives you details about this situation. You wind up being fascinated enough to check in with Houston's family. You meet his sister, and what does she tell you about the information that you were getting from your son?
Well, the last big key was that James said he flew a Corsair.
Right.
And Ann Barron sent us a picture of James M. Houston Jr. standing in front of a Corsair.
Yeah, 4U Corsair.
The first Navy squadron that flew Corsairs in World War II. Houston was a member of it. That was the ringer, because no Corsairs ever flew off in the Natoma Bay. It was only Wildcats and TBMs.
The big question is, how would he have known? How could he have known? You don't remember any of this, right, little man?
Not really.
Even meeting me? Do you remember what a hard time?
Yes, I remember.
But you don't remember the dreams?
I don't remember the dreams at all.
Which they say is common, right? As kids grow up and they start to be corrupted by their own life's memories, they will forget these other visions. Is that how it's understood?
That seems to have how it has worked with James. One thing that happened is we went to Japan and went to Chichijima, and we had a memorial service above the site where James Houston's plane had crashed. And that seemed to be a cathartic moment for James. And after that, he was just able to let it go move on with his life. And he really did stop remembering at that point.
You know, everything I've read about this says that the kids, the younger they are and the earlier they can talk, the memories to them are more vivid. And that makes sense. It's like they're recycling souls. And when they do the wiping process, when they wipe your brain and get rid of your memories, there's a little bit, apparently there's a little bit of it left. And they can only remember it when they, after they're first born, for only 2 or 3 years, they can remember it. And then, like they said, it gets washed with all the current memories. Kind of, it's like, think of a computer. You're writing over those files with new files. That's kind of how I look at it. And that tells me that, yes, I can't back it up biblically. I don't know what the Bible says about it. But it's almost like God takes souls and sends them back through. Again, if there's specific things that need to be, you know, I don't know what the criteria is. But it's hard to dismiss this kind of stuff. Jason?
Maybe Frank has something to lend on that.
Maybe he does, if he's listening. I know he's got a lot going on, and I can't really expect Frank to, you know, be at our beck and call on this program, so I don't. But if you're out there and you have any information on that, Frank, please, you can call the special bat line, and we'll send the bat signal up for you, and you can call. Yeah, I found that story fascinating. It's one of hundreds that are out there of kids that have these memories, and you can't explain it. It cannot be explained traditionally.
Yeah, I've read so many stories over the years, and it's interesting that, you know, I can't say one way or the other, but...
I can't either. I can't back it up.
But it's so hard to explain how they would have such vivid details at such a young age that check out and are verified.
Exactly.
How can that be if it wasn't so, if there wasn't some kind of a reincarnation thing going on?
I think there is. And part of the problem with Christianity, or part of the problem with Christians trying to wrap their minds around this, is maybe it's the language. You know, reincarnation, if you ask a Christian about it, they immediately go, oh, no, the Bible didn't say that. Well, don't get hung up on the language. Maybe it's known by something different, you know?
Yeah, that's what I say. I guess, when you think of reincarnation, you think of what, Buddhist or...
Yeah, exactly. Come back as a cow or whatever.
Or a caterpillar or, a fly or a lizard or just going down the line, coming back at different animals. Well, we're talking about people and souls.
Exactly.
We're not talking about critters.
You know, what if there is X number of souls? What if there is a limited number of souls? Because if you think about how many people have walked this earth since Adam and Eve. Trillions. Whatever the number is above trillion, it's that many.
Yeah.
Are there that many souls, or are there X number of souls that have different go-rounds? You know, I don't know.
I mean, God can make as many souls as he wants.
He can do whatever he wants, and who am I to question him? I don't.
He can put a limit on that, too, so.
Yeah. This is true. Wow, it's already bottom of the hour break. The last break. Last big break that we're going to have. So 272-9228, should you wish to call. This is Clear in the Air. Jason's in the studio with me tonight. I am your intrepid host, Terry Adams, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex. Normally, the TVs, the monitors in the studio are on Fox News, but we got North by Northwest, the Hitchcock movie on the one that I'm looking at, which is kind of cool. We'll be back. Come back with us.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Hmm, maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Hotel.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The big story over the 4th of July holiday weekend, it's going to be the heat. It's going to be pretty intense with heat indices each day in the 105 danger range. There could be an evening thunderstorm around the area before they fade out tonight. Overnight low temperature 75. Tomorrow, another hot day with a high around 96 or 97 with those triple-digit heat indices. And a few random storms here and there. Unfortunately, most towns will stay dry, but some towns will get quite a show with a lot of lightning, too. You can track those storms on our weather app. Hit it on your phone or tablet. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. And then on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the rain chances actually get a little bit better in that there'll be more storms to go around, but they'll still be random. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Welcome back to the program. You know, Frank brought up an interesting point a while back. He said, you know, Terry, people aren't buying into this Morgellons thing 6 months from now. That'll be the hottest topic. And I think he's right. A friend of mine, or a girl I know from the internet, let me put it that way, Lisa from Louisiana, she started a Facebook page called the Morgellonization of Earth. And I know that most of you aren't buying into this, and believe me, I understand. I really do. But I have no choice, because this is happening to me. The things that I have seen, for instance, I went and bought one of those plastic shelving units, like four-level, four-tier, that comes with the four shelves, the little pieces of plastic pipe. You put it together, you know. Well, there was always some plastic flashing that's left over from the manufacturing process. Well, I'm sitting there in my storage shed, and I'm putting this thing together, and a piece of pipe over here with some of that flashing's laying there, and I notice the flashing starts moving. I'm like, what is going on? No wind, no nothing, moving. Now, it's not the plastic per se, but it's the nanomaterial that's moving, the fibers that get infested into the plastic that's making this stuff move. Same with my hair. And I'm not the only one. This is happening to all the Morgellons people. These little clear fibers with bronze and blue bands that are freaking alive. They are sentient beings, whatever they are. They get into the hair. They lay their eggs in the hair. They pierce the, what's the hair shaft called? I can't think.
Follicle?
Yeah, they pierce the follicle and make it move. As they wiggle out, they move the hair. Until you're standing in front of a mirror watching the hair on top of your head start wiggling back and forth, you don't really grasp the full meaning of this. This is happening to everything. My mom gave me a big styrofoam cooler with some worms because I feed the mama birds in my backyard. So I've got this big cooler full of worms. I keep the lid on it so it's dark. I put some cornmeal in there for them to eat. A couple of weeks ago, I pop open the top to feed them, and I noticed this white, spiderwebbish-looking coating completely covering the dirt. I'm like, what is this? I get my tweezers, put it on a slide, as I do with everything now, and it's Morgellons fibers covering it. So I get scrape it all off, put it in my incinerator, and incinerate it. Well, I open the worm thing back up to feed them yesterday. Same thing. There they are again. These things are everywhere. I find a cockroach belly up in my Florida room. I thought he was dead. So I grab him. He starts moving. I put him on a slide. He's got fibers coming out of him. His legs have glowing white fibers poking out. This stuff is infesting everything on this planet. It's killing the insects. A lot of people say they are terraforming the planet. Now, who they is, that's the question. I don't know. But something is going on, folks. It's a God's honest truth. I don't know what it is. I can't explain it.
Yes. I, too, have one of those wiggly hairs.
Do you?
Yes. Well, for over a year that it would wiggle and do its little thing. And
yeah, it's creepy.
It's very annoying. It's particularly active when I'm trying to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I never really could. I can feel it, but then when I go to look for it, you know, I can't figure out which one it is.
Well, that eye thing you've got going on, that's bizarre.
Yeah, then I sit there and I'll watch and I'll wait for it, and I can feel it, and I'm looking in the mirror, and then it stops.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't figure out which one it is, but it's there, and I can see it move, but by the time I get my fingers in there to grab it, I'm confused as which one it is.
Yeah.
But
it's people don't understand.
And
Jason,
it's one of the silver white, you know, hairs.
Know them well.
You know?
Yeah. People don't understand this, but and Frank's right. When they finally figure this out, when they realize this is happening to them, and then all the stuff I've talked about, suddenly they're going to want to know it again.
Yes.
And I'm not going to be here to give it to you. I'm not.
And the fiber that's in my eye is still evasive after over a year.
Talk
now.
About that, because it freaked me out when you were telling me about it.
You got a caller.
Wow, what are the chances? Hey, caller, you on the air?
Hey, this is Bo.
Hey, Bo.
I had to check in with you guys.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, Bo.
What up?
Hey, my friend. Good to run into you today, Jason.
You too.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he was speaking very highly of you at Baumhauer's.
I was down at the herb shop getting some cane.
Yes, sir.
Getting some herb.
Yes,
One of the sponsors of, or one of the advertisers on 93.1.
Yeah, I think he has a show on here.
Yes.
He sure does, from 11 to 12 on Saturday.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
So what's new, man?
Well, I just wanted to check in and, you know, I got me a new little gig going.
Really?
Yeah, I got me a new little gig, and it's going pretty well. There's a lot of physical work involved in it, and... But, you know, I felt like, you know how sometimes when the Lord will part the Red Sea for you,
mm-hmm.
you know, you'd be an ignorant fool to not walk through it.
Absolutely.
And yes. So that's how I felt about it.
Well, you got some Red Sea you want to talk about?
Well, just, you know, just some kind of, you know, when you kind of feel like you're being oppressed.
Yes.
You know. Feel like you've been oppressed and for years, and then you venture out a little bit and God opens some doors for you.
Yes, sir.
And I've been seeing 11:11 for years. I don't know if y'all have looked into that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're showing us this stuff in everything, man.
11:11.
And I feel like the 11:11 to me means the transition of a prophet. That's what I felt like for years. So. I just feel like when God moves me somewhere, I feel like I pray and ask Him for His anointing to go with me.
Yeah, I get that. That's cool.
Because I feel like that's what sustained me for the last 10 years where I was at.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Was His anointing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
For some of the things that I come through, you know, unscathed or... Shaken up, quite shaken up, but still here to tell about it.
Right, shaken, not stirred. Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, I'm ready for the next chapter, and I pray his anointing is with me. I wanted to address some of these strange things and occurrences. I think, you know, the people, let me just say this first. The people that are aware are more aware than others are the ones that are seeing it more commonly.
I agree.
You see, you know, you understand what I'm saying?
If you don't believe in it, you probably aren't going to see it. I know exactly what you're saying.
I think, and now just, you know, I think we all have part of the equation.
Yep.
That's why God brings us together, like he does. Mm-hmm. In the scenarios he brings us together in.
Oh, sure.
And I was trying to explain to a young person today that there are no coincidences.
Absolutely not.
In God's kingdom.
That's right.
But I think that some of this stuff is high-level witchcraft going on.
Yeah, especially the magicians that we see on TV now, the Blaines and all that. That's
creepy. But I'm talking about some of this stuff that winds up missing and reappearing.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It could be conjuring and all that.
Yeah, I think there is some very, very high-level witchcraft going on in our midst, all around us.
Oh, yeah, Christians, we pray to God. Well, mm-hmm. You know, witches, they do their own praying.
Mm-hmm. It ain't to God.
And they do pray against us. They pray against Christians. They pray against people in particular. They will target an individual or a group. You know, you never know. We could have them praying against us right now.
Oh, absolutely. And then you have the 5G. We really don't know when or how they're going to implement that.
Mm-hmm.
And the things they're spraying in the air, I'm not too familiar. And putting in the water, I'm not too familiar with. Is lithium one of the things that mind numbs people?
Yes.
Okay. I couldn't remember. I knew it was something that one time they were putting in the air or water or both. But
well, they give it to people for psychiatric issues.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, there's so much dark forces at work right now, especially with the ones, the big-time technocrats with the Google and the,
mm-hmm.
you know, the social media, Twitter and Facebook and mm-hmm. Amazon and all these high-level players with the money, you know. Once they reach that level, all they got left is control, mind control, every kind of control.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think they have ramped their deal up, you know, to a very high level. And we don't, there's some things going on that most people don't even know about. I mean, have you stopped a young person and chatted with them? I had the occasion to do it the other day. I was in one of my social butterfly moods.
Mm-hmm.
And I was being a social butterfly and talking to people and interacting with them. That's kind of unusual for me, you know. But if you get me going and on a subject matter that I like and that my attention can stay focused on,
mm-hmm.
I love that kind of thing.
Cool. I figured that out.
He doesn't look like
me. Sorry, Jason,
like
if I went a little over the top.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, man, I got to get to work. I'm late.
I know. Sorry about that. But
no, that's cool.
But I was talking to this young lady, and I was telling her about the mind control and all the things that's going on with the chemtrails and whatnot. And then I brought up CERN. I said, do you know anything about CERN? And she goes, what's that?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm thinking, no, you don't know anything about
CERN? The largest machine ever constructed by man, and you don't know about it? That's crazy.
Exactly. And I said, I mean, yeah, just the youth are they're so obsessed and addicted to the cell phone, smartphone,
mm-hmm.
and whatnot, social media, whatever, that they don't have time, I guess, to look into any of this stuff. But every now and then you want to run into one that, like, I ran into another young lady, and her grandparents were telling her about chemtrails. I said, you're kidding me. I said,
wow.
You got some good grandparents.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And her family was telling her about vaccines and all this other kind of stuff.
Wow.
And how to eat healthy and supplement, you know.
They're awake.
Supplement.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I said, well, that's awesome. I said, you've got a real blessed family, and they're teaching you well.
Listen to them.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. But how many people, how many families, you know, are trying to wake up people? I mean, And then you'll run into someone like y'all were talking about earlier, that you just cannot seem to turn.
Mm-hmm.
Even the slightest, you know, it's like 9/11 inside job. Oh, you think you're one of those. Oh, I've looked into that. But they're looking into the debunkers of it.
Exactly. Yeah. They're not really looking into it. They're believing other people.
They read the first thing that pops up, and that's what they go with.
Yep.
What they would consider a credible source. That's why I thank God for shows like this where people can have an alternative view on things. Sorry, I'm cracking up now.
used to, you would have, when you pull up a YouTube, it would give you all these interesting, like if you pulled up, say, 9/11 inside job, 9/11 conspiracy, it would pull up hardcore information about it. Now, usually, anything you do as far as conspiratorial, it's going to pull up the debunking stuff first.
And they do that on purpose. They put
two pages at least.
Yeah, you got to go to the fifth page before you find anything close to the truth.
Yeah, and it's all this AI stuff.
They know what they're doing.
Then I talked to one of the young ladies about the AI. I said, did you realize that it's either Saudi Arabia or United Arab Emirates? I think it's Saudi Arabia when Trump was over there making a speech and talking to them and shaking hands with the whatever he was.
Right.
And they said we will be the first country to have a total AI city.
Jesus.
And I think it was Saudi Arabia or United Arab Emirates. I can't remember which one. But I tried to explain to her. I said, do you know the end result, the end game with the AI? I said, it's to create a computer that can think for itself. And I said, then what happens if it goes rogue?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because, I mean, we don't know if they're there yet with that.
True.
They have the supercomputers.
Right. Quantums.
So, and these alpha rhythm things that they have. So, if you know if they have the quantums and all this, I mean, wouldn't it stand to reason they already have the ones that can think for themselves?
Yes. Yeah, the quantum can, is what I hear. It can also go forward and backwards in time.
Where do y'all see the AI thing going? I mean, I know
the Terminator
the transhumanism
series.
Watch the
Terminator series. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, Skynet.
Yep. Hey, they actually have Skynet now, and it's called Skynet.
Yep. Skynet's going to get us.
Terminator series.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's where they. Transhumanism.
Yes. It's a movie, and it's true. Yeah. Obviously.
Hey, I wanted to throw one out there for y'all to watch. It's called The Cure for Wellness.
Never heard of that.
And that is a mind blower. That right there, that's the first time I'd ever watched it, and I didn't watch it from start to finish. But it's akin to The Matrix, and it appears to be one of those that you, each time you watch it, you get a little something extra.
Gotcha.
But what I gathered from it was, it's a movie the little bit that I watched. This is what I got from it. It's going behind the screen or the curtain of the Dr. Tyranny. Program that's being implemented on us.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Hey, look, I'm going to hang it up for some other callers if you got any calling in.
I
want to tell y'all God bless you and keep up the good work.
Thank you. God bless you,
Take
too.
Take care. See you. Is this Frank?
Yes.
Hold on, Frank. I got a very, very short break, and then you can have the rest of it after that.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Okay, welcome back to the Waning Moments. And folks, here he is, Frank. Hey, Frank.
Hey, Terry, how you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
Oh, not bad. 3-hour treatment day for another reaction, but I'm in there, you know?
Good, man. It's good to hear your voice.
I'm going to try to get through this. But you got, you mentioned, I was going to originally talk about the Hollow Earth, but this is just as deep as that subject.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about reincarnation and near-death experiences.
Yes.
Okay. One of the many reasons many Christians reject the validity of near-death experiences and reincarnation is because it conflicts with their interpretation of Christian doctrine.
Okay? Sure. Man's appointed to die once, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, you know, what we've been taught and so forth. But Christians usually are surprised to learn that reincarnation and its corresponding doctrines of pre-existence was widely held up to for the first 500 years of Christian history, okay?
Really?
And the same people, Terry and Jason, that took out the Book of Enoch took out a lot of these theories.
Here okay? we go, yep.
Yeah, exactly, okay? Origen, the main supporters of the Book of Enoch, was also an ardent defender of pre-existence and reincarnation, okay? Now, let's look at some Bible backup, okay? Because a lot of people say reincarnation is a whole bunch of hoax and it's just nobody, you don't believe in it. But they'll say the same thing about the Hollow Earth, okay?
Right.
And there's a whole bunch of stuff come out about that, okay? Lost in the mystery of Christ's teaching of the special resurrection rebirth as told to Nicodemus, okay? Mm-hmm. A rebirth of the spirit into flesh, born of water, childbirth, reincarnation, found in John 3:5-6. Okay? Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say to thee, except a man be born of water and of the spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." Okay?
Right.
"That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. A rebirth through the Holy Spirit, born of the spirit, spiritual regeneration, a spiritual resurrection." John 3:6-8. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I find very, very interesting is some of the following. The real resurrection of the dead. Throughout the ministry, Jesus taught people about the true resurrection, the rebirth, regeneration of the spirit within a living person. Okay? When Jesus declared he was the resurrection of life, he was teaching them a radical new principle apart from the well-known doctrine of rebirth of the spirit into the flesh, reincarnation. Jesus was teaching a new resurrection of the Holy Spirit, which would liberate people through the cycle of death, okay? Now, I'm going to skip over some of this because a lot of this gets boring, but what I really want to go to, because I know time's short, is I want to compare here's what Jesus said about Elijah, okay?
Okay.
Even Jesus taught reincarnation, okay? Even though he taught himself a different philosophy, he also taught reincarnation. "For all the prophets of the law have prophesied until John. And if you are willing to receive it, he is Elijah who was to come." Matthew 11:13-4, okay?
Okay.
But then you're going to ask your question, how can that be? Elijah never died.
That's right. Right. That's right.
Elijah and Enoch.
Enoch,
right?
The only two, right.
The only two. However, Elijah did very well in his time, and some people read the Bible as there being three comings of Elijah's spirit and prophets. You'll find that in Malachi 4:3 and 4:5, okay?
Okay.
"And the disciples asked him, saying, why do the scribes say that Elijah must come first? But he answered them and said, Elijah indeed is to come, and he will restore all things." All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, compare Elijah and John the Baptist. This will blow you away.
Okay.
Elijah. "Then Elijah said to them, I am the only one of the Lord's prophets left, but Baal has 450 prophets." That's 1 Kings 18:22.
Mm-hmm.
"John, what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, I am more than a prophet." Matthew 11:9. Elijah and John turned the hearts of parents into the children. Okay?
Okay.
Elijah will turn the hearts of the parents to the children and the hearts of the children to their parents. Malachi 4:6. "John the Baptist said, and he will go before the Lord in the spirit and the power of Elijah and turn the hearts of the parents to their children
uh-huh.
for the disobedient and the wisdom of the righteous." Okay?
All right.
And yet, I mean, you have a question?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Elijah and John had good relations with the ruler of Israel, Elijah. "Meanwhile, a prophet has come to Ahab, king of Israel, and announce that this is what the Lord says. Do you see this vast army? I will give it to your hand today, and then you will see that I am the Lord." That's 1 Kings 20:13.
Mm-hmm.
"John. Herod feared John and protected him, knowing him to be a righteous and holy man. When Herod heard John, he was greatly puzzled, yet he likes to listen to him. The point is that this goes on and on and on and on. Elijah and John prophesied almost the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
And you go back to reincarnation, okay, and near-death experiences, and a lot of people, even if, and I'm going to use first-hand experience, if you talk about first near-death experiences, some people are absolutely mesmerized, want to hear everything you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
Other people don't believe a word you say.
Yeah, I figured that. Yep.
Not a thing. Okay? And it can get so personal and so believable, okay, that your whole focus is on what you've seen. And just like we've talked about before and like what Postman's seen, nobody can untell you or tell you what you didn't see.
That's right.
You've seen it. You've seen it
your
firsthand.
Own eyes. You better believe it.
Your own eyes.
You okay? lived it.
You lived it, yeah.
You lived it. Okay. And near-death experiences and reincarnation can be the exact same thing. They can be totally different. And the Bible backs it up. I mean, I've got it probably another hour and a half. It's like a whole different deal. Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm still a little bit on pain medication from this deal today. But
you sound good.
My point is that Elijah and John, okay, there's no doubt in my mind that it was John was a reincarnation of Elijah.
Wow.
And Elijah's going to come back as one of the two final witnesses. It
That's
won't
right.
be Elijah, and it won't be Moses. It will be Elijah and Enoch. Okay?
Wow. Okay.
So I just throw all that out. That's heavy. A lot of people say reincarnation's a bunch of crap. I totally disagree.
I'm with you. I couldn't agree more, Frank.
You know, so I just, you know, throw that out as being heavy. But I tell you what, I found a whole bunch more stuff about the Hollow Earth theory.
Oh, wow. I can't wait to hear it.
And Admiral Byrd's description and notes on what he's seen and comparing it to the Bible. Holy cow.
Yeah, and they didn't believe him.
No, they didn't believe him. Well, and they told him to shut up.
Exactly.
He could talk about anything that he's seen.
That's right. Okay? Sign an agreement. Yep.
You know, and if he's seen what he saw, which is no doubt in my mind that he did, then the Hollow Earth, the Garden of Eden, and if you think about it, well, I'll talk about it on Saturday. That gets totally intel. But the Hollow Earth is just as crazy as reincarnation.
Wow.
But there's more out there than we've ever been taught.
Always, yeah.
We need to take a step back, okay? Use the Bible as your guide. And remember, the Bible is not a fairy tale.
That's
right. The Bible can be downright scary, okay?
You better believe it.
You can't pick and choose. You've got to read and interpret and understand what God's trying to witness to you and tell you, okay? So I know that's heavy, but I thought I'd throw that out there.
Well, thank you, Frank. I appreciate you calling.
All right.
Take care, my friend. See you. Love that, Frank. Yeah, what he experienced is, I'm still envious. I don't want to have a heart attack, thank you, but very envious of what he went through. And I've read so many near-death experiences, and they all, so much consistency between what people see. It's different walks of life. They should not be experiencing the same thing unless they're really experiencing the same thing, which I believe is what's happening. You know, but we've been so misled about everything. And believe me, we've been misled because it's to the advantage of the Luciferian psychopaths that we not know these things. That's why they hide them from us. It's not rocket science. Why do you think the food industry has spent $1 billion to prevent us from knowing what's in our food? Because it ain't good for us. That's why. It's not rocket science, folks. Wake up. We got 1 minute left. All right, guys. Love each and every one of you. Remember, you always know where you stand when you're on your knees praying to God. That's the God. The God. Not their God. The God. Listen, the media is not biased. The media is treasonous. They're totally controlled and treasonous. They're all owned by just a handful of people who are not worshipers of the most high and holy God. They're worshipers of Lucifer, and that's the God's honest truth. So please, please, please pay attention. Wake up, folks. Please wake up. That's all I can say is just please wake up. Pay attention to what's going on. Wake up. Yeah, that's all I can say. Jason, you want to say goodnight, Jason?